You are listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm Randall White in for Beth Rujak today. Sacramento folk duo Meisner and Smith released a record in May paying tribute to their musical influences, including Paul Simon, Talking Heads, Patti Griffin, and more. They perform this Sunday, December 9th, at Capitol Stage in Sacramento. Sam Meisner and Megan Smith spoke with Beth Rujak about the inspiration behind the disc and where Sadie's song came from.
Gosh, I don't know what to say it other than it's the idea came from wanting to write a song about the friendship of two young girls, and what that might be like, and it's also about memory and looking back, and yeah, it's kind of about a lot of things.
It's titled Sadie's Song.
Yeah, Sadie's Song. Yes, and yeah. I think everybody has a Sadie in their life. So.
Yeah.
Well, here they are, live in our studio with a brand new song, Sam Meisner and Megan Smith.
It was a good day, breaking all the rules. Sadie lit the firecrackers, first to dare, and I was first to run. Crimson hair, rivaling the sun. Sadie said, don't listen when they tell you that you're just a little girl. Skinned my knees, tore my new blue jeans, climbing over fences when it suited us to feel a bit more free. It was a good day, showing all them fool boys, doing all the things they said weren't for us, they just weren't meant for girls. Crooked smile, freckles cross her nose, made up constellations, told me all the places we were bound to go. We'd drop in to every church in town, peeked in through the stained glass windows, tried to find the one God hung around. The sky, the banks of Lake Ontario, silver green reflected in our eyes. Made our pledge right there on the shore. We swore we'd never let them win. Stars came spilling down over our heads. Table, bright and cold as steel. Sunrise, I am trying to remember, were those dreams or real? All my words fall shy. Can feel
kept my word. I never let them win. And Sadie's been inside my head, whispering in my ear all this time. Sadie's been inside my head, whispering in my ear all this time.
That was an original song by Meisner and Smith, the premiere of a song titled Sadie's Song. So what's happening? Are you in a creative spurt? Are you writing more music, Sam?
Yeah. I'm writing some new songs, and we're starting to flesh them out a little bit. We even spent a little time in the studio doing that. Not necessarily that those are that's what's going to be on the next album, but kind of it's a fun space to be working. It very well may end up on the album, but it's great to it's sort of like a workspace and to kind of be able to listen back to what we've done and go, oh, okay, let's change this, or this is sounding really good. It's nice to do it other than just in our living room. Yeah.
Did this come out of spending so much time covering other songwriters' music? And Megan, talk about the recent album, which is covers, but of great songs and great songwriters.
Thank you. We had fun choosing the songs that we were going to put on the album. We actually did, I think, a collection of 15 songs in the studio, and then we kind of boiled that down to 8 tracks that we ended up putting on the album. And the title, Headwaters, sort of, you know, explains what we had envisioned this album to sort of represent for our listeners is a peek into where we both come from, both separately and together, musically, our backgrounds growing up with our separate parents' record collections and really enjoying listening to that music again and finding a lot of inspiration in those old songs that we love listening to. And then a couple of new ones too, like the Patty Griffin tune is a more, you know, recent song, and then also a song from the band Dr. Dog, which is a modern band that we both really love. So kind of a wide variety of influences for us that really infused us with some more inspiration for creation of our own sound. So
let's listen to the cover of that Patty Griffin song. Here are Sam Meisner and Megan Smith.
We tied our ribbons to the fire escape. They were taken by the birds who flew home to the country as the bombs rained on. Walking the block to table talk. You could cry or die, just make pies all day.
How did you decide who was going to land on the album and whose song would just be recorded for some future project?
Boy, that was tough to decide, to narrow it down to 8 tunes. We wanted to show, part of it was wanting to show sort of the spectrum of our influences. It's not just from one genre or one realm of music, so we tried to diversify some of it. So there's some Talking Heads, there's a Talking Heads song, and then there's
a Simon and Garfunkel
song,
and Neil Young,
exactly, yeah. So there was a couple tunes that we knew, you know, the Paul Simon tune was one of the first ones we thought that's got to go on there. But it was bouncing, you know, some of the newer modern bands and some of our songs that were on records that our parents had.
Do you two have that favorite song that you share, or even a line in a song?
That's funny. It's hard to choose. I think a lot of our favorite lines come from bands that we grew up with, like we said. And, you know, I'll be honest, I'm free to say this because I don't write most of our songs. Some of my favorite lines that I've ever heard come from Sam's writing. And I know that seems odd to say that because it's sort of biased, but
I don't mind.
I really appreciate poetry and songwriting and vivid imagery. Sadie's song, which we played for you this morning, is one of a good example of that. Just like we were rehearsing one night, playing Sadie's song in our living room, and I remember we got onto that one lyric, "Crooked smile, freckles cross her nose," and I just all of a sudden had this image of my best friend when I was a kid, and I hadn't thought about her in years, and this wasn't something I was thinking about. We were just rehearsing the song, and it brought back such vivid memories. And I think a good song from any songwriter who really knows what they're doing can do that for a listener, really bring them back to a place or a time, or give them hope, something that lights you up inside. So that's what we look for in covers that we do, something that really makes that feeling happen inside us.
That's Megan Smith and Sam Meissner speaking with Beth Ruyak in May. Their record Headwaters is available now. You can see them perform at Capitol Stage this Sunday at 7 o'clock. And that's Insight for today. I'm Randall White. Insight is produced by Jen Picard, Bert Johnson, and Cody Drabble. Our digital team is Chris Hagen, Casey Gardner, and Emily Zentner. Today's engineer was Anthony Van Hook. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our theme music, composed by Joe Gilman and Paul Conley. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. We're back with another live show on Monday. Thanks for joining us.